beaver, and it was trying to break into my house.
Animals attack.
My husband was working on a lawn, and the duck was trying to attack him.
With Brad and John.
To see, you know, a full-size elk standing in your downstairs living room.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they could do that.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts. Or no, wait, we don't. How does the line thing go?
No, we don't embellish
the facts in any way, but we might make up lies or something. I don't know. Well, let's go right to the story here. This is...
This has been documented. It's not like we're lying about it.
No, this... Now, this is... This week in Animals Attack, it's a special man versus bull edition as the running of the bulls goes on each day in Pamplona, Spain. They just had the third day of the running of the bulls today, and two people were injured.
We could just have 930 knuckleheads be people that run with the bulls all week.
Two people were injured today, Brad. No one seriously injured. But the one that they're talking about is the guy, the American, who was injured back on day one of the bull run.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
This is a lawyer who got himself neck gored on the first day. He was in the ring. He had made it all the way through. He was in the ring, and somehow in the ring, he got gored in the neck. And when we talked about this story yesterday, you kiddingly had said, what, was he taking a selfie?
Well, I figured he got close to the finish line, and he thought, you know what? This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me. I need to capture this moment via selfie. And he slowed down, let his guard down, and got knocked down.
And that is exactly what happened to Jaime Alvarez when he finished the running of the bulls. They finished him off. He's the public defender from Santa Clara County, California, and he went to Pamplona. He went to Spain with his family last week for a soccer tournament for one of the kids. He's 46 years old.
You know, talk about your traveling soccer team. It's one thing to go down to Tacoma. Maybe you went out to Yakima for a soccer tournament. We're going to Spain.
Yeah, you complain about having to go down to Disneyland. That had nothing compared to this guy's got to go across the drink.
Are you kidding?
All right, Brad, so...
That guy was probably so sick of taking kids to soccer tournaments, he ran out in front of them bulls on purpose. Yeah. I don't want to do this anymore. I'd rather be run over by a mad rampaging bull than watch more kids soccer.
This was sort of an afterthought for him. This was not the reason he was there. He was there for the soccer tournament. He wasn't planning on doing this. But then when he got to Pamplona, he got all caught up in everything, and he said, I got to do this. And his wife and his daughter said, What are you crazy? What do you think you're going to run with the bulls? And he said, yeah, I'm going to go running with the bulls. So that's what he did. And he ran with the bulls for the 2 minutes and 30 some odd seconds. That's what it took the bulls to run from the beginning until the end of the 900 yards. It's 900 yards on the cobblestone streets there of Pamplona.
For a 46-year-old man?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he ran it in 232. The bulls ran it in 232. It may have taken him a little longer. In fact, the bulls were ahead of him, it says in this story, for most of the run. But he gets into the ring, and he survived. And he's all excited about everything. And, you know, he's, I got to get my phone out. I got to get a picture of this scene. And that's when trouble came. That's when a horn went deep into his neck and fractured part of his cheekbone. According to doctors, that it didn't hit the jugular vein or any major arteries was beyond miraculous. They say this guy should be dead.
I don't know who it was, but you remember that NFL player that made some kind of interception or something and ran out onto the Dallas Cowboys star and started dancing, and some other player just came out and trucked him.
Yeah.
You don't celebrate like that in my house. That's what the bull's saying.
He knew he had been hurt right away when he felt the goring, and then he touched his cheek, and it was, you know, he saw blood everywhere. He said, in the course of a few seconds, a million thoughts came to my mind.
Yeah, this bull is wearing me like an earring right now.
And that of dying was definitely one of them. Once it appeared certain he would live, the run-in brought criticism from his wife and daughter. Again, they were, Dad, we're supposed to be here for my soccer tournament, and now we're taking you to the hospital.
Playing soccer with your face.
Both daughter and wife said, we told you not to do this. He said he climbed onto a fence. So he did the whole run. He made it all the way through the streets, and then it all ends in this ring, right? And that's where everybody, that's where the bulls end up. And they usually just go right down the next chute, and they're gone. But sometimes they'll run around the ring. Well, this guy jumps up on the fence to celebrate, you know, and wants to get a little video on his phone. And I guess he must have had his back to the bulls or something like that. And that's when he got nailed by that thing.
Yeah. I hope he got it all on. I'm sure someone else got it on video, but I hope he got it on video. Videoed himself getting gored in the neck.
Well, yeah, he should.
Because he's looking back.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be able to see the bull come right at him.
Take him out.
He's hoping to be discharged from the hospital today.